In Acts chapter 20, when Paul is summarizing his ministry to the saints as he was on his way back to Jerusalem with the testimony that he was going to be arrested and thrown into prison, the way he summed up his testimony and his message to both Jews and Gentiles alike was repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And these two things are two sides of the same coin, because repentance toward God means turning toward God. We cannot turn toward God apart from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our way of salvation. It is His death and resurrection that obtains our forgiveness and obtains the presence of the Holy Spirit to renew us. On the other hand, there is no such thing as faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ without repentance toward God, without turning toward God. And sometimes I think that we can misconceive of the way these things work. Sometimes we think of repentance that we need to just find something and give it up. Find something and give it up. And we think that we need to feel bad about something. So find something to afflict your soul over. That's not what repentance is about. That's not what turning away from sin is about. It is simply a turning unto the living God. When Adam sinned, he turned away from the living God. And that's really what death is. It says in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 36, "All those who hate me love death, and he who sins against me injures himself." In other words, when we turn away from the God who is life, there is no way, nowhere to turn but into the arms of death, a sort of living death. God doesn't have to do anything because we are turning away from the only source of life. And to turn back to God is to turn back to life. And so repentance means turning the whole orientation of our life from being one of independence from God, wanting to live on our own, live on our own independence, live according to our own standards, our own wisdom, our own way, try to construct a life together which hold forth some sort of blessing and flourishing and meaning apart from God, who is the only source of life and the only basis of life. That's why it is a fool's errand. That's why it always leads to emptiness, pain, destruction, and greater self-delusion. Repentance means we come to see the emptiness that we are inheriting. We come to see the emptiness that we are constructing for ourselves in these private spheres of reality that we manufacture. And it is to turn away from that emptiness. It is to turn back to God, who is life. That's what repentance is. And so repentance is not a one-time thing. Repentance is a way of life. And again, that doesn't mean, okay, today I need to find something and give it up and afflict my soul. That's carnal. That's what that is. That's pagan spirituality. What the Christian life is, though, is always a turning to the Lord, a turning to the Lord. As we go through the Christian life, because we are not perfect, we are still fallen, even though God has given us His Spirit and He is working within us and bringing us along and sanctifying us, still we find ourselves, if we have not turned our backs on God, we find that we have turned at somewhat of an angle away from God. We're not face to face with Him. We've turned a little bit off to this side. We've turned a little bit off to this side. And repentance means that we always want to be oriented directly on God Himself. We want all of life to be flowing from that relationship with God. And so repentance is always just turning toward the God who loved us and who is life. That's what it means. And, of course, we must do that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you think of repentance and faith in this way, I think it'll always lead you forward and keep you from spinning round and round in a circle.